Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today it's Swamp Swami's NCAA Bracketology. It's nearly time for old Swamp Swami to reveal his picks for the 2019 NCAA basketball tournament. And for a guy who played organized basketball from the fifth grade all the way through the senior year in high school, and then recreationally until the age of 37, it saddens me to say that I have never, ever won an NCAA basketball bracket selection contest. Ever! I am convinced that knowing too much might be working against me. It's what I call the Wile E. Coyote effect. And Lord knows I've tried to modify my basketball feelings over the years. I've tried to pick teams based on their nicknames, the team colors, the team playing closest to each venue. None of them seem to have worked. What I'm trying to say is that you'd be wise to forge your own path to victory this year. And that said, I'm going to offer you some unique insights on completing your 2019 NCAA men's basketball bracket. So listen up. Number one, very important. If you decide to bet on team colors this year, 2019 is the year of blue. All four of the number one seeds in this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament have blue as their primary color. Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, and Gonzaga. However, roses are red, these teams are blue. If you think they'll all win, I've got some bad news for you. Actually, it did happen just once with all number one seeds back in 2008, so there is a slim 2% chance that it could happen again this year. Number two, if you prefer to select teams with animal nicknames, this will be the year of the cats for you. There are a total of 10 cat teams out of the field of 64. That's 15.6% of the teams. There are four Wildcats from Kansas State, Villanova, Kentucky, and Abilene Christian University. Two Tigers from LSU and Auburn. A Cougar from Houston. A Catamount, which is a Puma from Vermont. And one Bearcat from Cincinnati, and one Panther from Georgia State in this year's field. Your all-cat Final Four would involve four teams. Best picks I can give you. In the East, go with LSU, the number three seed if you're a cat person. In the West, there's only one cat team, and that's... cat team. Cat team, Vermont, the number 13 seed in the West. In the South, go with Kansas State, the number four seed, and in the Midwest, go with Kentucky, the number two seed. And if you win, it could be history. Number three, if you're more of a dog lover, there are eight of them in the field. This year's kennel, field, has four Bulldogs, Mississippi State, Yale, Gonzaga, and Gardner-Webb. Two Huskies from Washington and Northeastern, one Terrier from Wofford, and one Blue Tick Coonhound. Yes, it's Tennessee's Smokey. Your all-dog Final Four would be best served by selecting these teams. In the East, go with Mississippi State, the number five seed. In the West, it's number one seed Gonzaga. Take Tennessee in the South, they're the number two seed. And in the Midwest, you can woof on down with Wofford, the number seven seed, and maybe you can have your all-dog Final Four. Number four, if you like some variety in your animal nickname teams, though, you should try this quartet. How about in the East, let's go with the number six seed, the Maryland Terrapins, the Turtles. In the West, you should go number two seed, the Michigan Wolverines. And the best nicknamed animal team in the field this year, it's in the South, the number 13 seed. It's the University of California, Irvine, Anteaters. And while you're on odd nicknames, let's go in the Midwest, number four seed, the Kansas Jayhawks. Number five. Okay, let's just say you don't like the thought of schools using animals for mascots. I get it. So if you'd rather have teams without animal mascots for nicknames, here's a potential winner for you. In the East, take the number one overall seed, the Duke Blue Devils. In the West, go with the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They're the number three seed. In the South, go with the number one seed, the Virginia Cavaliers. And in the Midwest, you can also get a number one seed. It's the North Carolina Tar Heels. Oh, if you don't think you've had enough, let's try to amaze your friends with this tidbit of knowledge number 6. Did you know that there are 2 teams in the field of 64 that have the nickname Gaels, G-A-E-L-S? That's right, there are 2 of them. It's St. Mary's of California, there in the south, the number 11 seed, and Iona from the East Coast in the Midwest bracket, the number 16 seed. Sadly, these 2 Gaelic teams with those lousy seeds may not be hanging around for very long, though. Number 7. Want some more tidbits of useless information? Well, I thought you would. Do you know what the fight song for the Murray State Kentucky Racers, they're the number 12 seed in the West, is? The Old Gray Mare. The Kentucky Racers, like racehorses, their fight song, The Old Gray Mare, I kid you not, take a listen. Oh, Wilbur. You want another one? What's the nickname for St. Louis University? They're in the East, the number 13 seed. Their nickname is the Billikens. Bonus question. What is a Billiken, you ask? Well, according to the school website, it was the name of a charm doll in about 1911 that the people thought were cute back then. They're kind of creepy looking now. Looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow guy if you want to get a picture in your mind. Here's a final chance for you. What city and state is Gardner Webb University, the Midwest number 16 seed, located? Think hard. The answer? Boiling Springs, North Carolina. It's in the western part of the state. And now you have all sorts of good information to make your NCAA basketball selections. Yeah, I didn't help you at all, did I? But we had fun, and I'll post mine prior to the start of the tournament for your amusement. You know my slogan, serving up 40 consecutive years of busted brackets. I'm Swamp Swami. Come check me out before the start of the tournament.